for those who say you can't feel your salvation, they evidently just don't have it. I feel, as Brother Tim has said, a strong presence of the Lord with us tonight, and I'm glad. I like to feel that. I appreciate the good songs, and I mean, they sounded beautiful, but they felt better. I'm thankful to be here. Thankful to be a child of God. I'm thankful that I know what was being sung about tonight. I'm thankful that I don't need a mansion here. I've got one waiting for me. I don't need the riches of this world. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And I've got heaven waiting. And I'm going to see it here before too many more days. And I'm thankful that I'm saved and I know where I'm going. Going to a better place when this life has come to an end. I want to ask your prayers tonight. I had the opportunity this afternoon to look at some things in God's Word, and the Lord placed some things upon my heart to try to bring before you here tonight, and I want to try to follow Him and do what He would bid me to do and say what He would have me to say. So please pray for me as I try to share these things with you. I would like to ask you, if you have your Bibles and would want to read with along with me tonight, to turn to the fifth chapter of the Gospel according to Mark. Mark chapter 5. And I want to read some very familiar scripture, beginning with the 25th verse. Going to read about a woman here that had a great physical problem. And we're going to begin reading in Mark chapter 5, verse 25. And it says, "And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched His garment. For she said, 'If I may touch but His clothes, I shall be whole.' And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in Himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, 'Who touched my clothes?' And His disciples said unto Him, 'Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?' And He looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before Him and told Him all the truth. And He said unto her, 'Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague.'" And I'm going to stop reading there. That's having read from Mark chapter 5. Verses 25 through verse 34 for a scripture reading. And I want to speak tonight about this thought. I want to talk about coming to Jesus and being made better. Coming to Jesus and being made better. And I was thinking today when I was reading these scriptures, I was thinking about how many times throughout the years of my life that I have read this account of this woman. I thought about how many times that I have tried to preach with these scriptures being my main focus. I've thought about how many times that I have heard my brothers, my preacher brothers, preach concerning these same scriptures, concerning this woman with this issue of blood. And I had this thought that no matter how many times that I read this, no matter how many times I may try to preach from this text, No matter how many times I may hear someone else preach, and I'm sure that most of you are familiar with these scriptures, but I had this thought that I never grow weary of this. I never get tired of reading about this. I never get tired of trying to preach about what Jesus did for this woman. I never get tired of hearing somebody else preach about how that this in this account and many other accounts recorded in the Gospels of how that somebody would come to Jesus with some type of problem. Oftentimes we read about those that would come to him with a great physical ailment, like what we have read about in these verses. But I love to go through the Gospels and read these accounts of Jesus, of people rather, who had a one-on-one with Jesus Christ. And when they came to him, they had problems such as this woman had that nobody could help them with. But when they came and spent some time with Jesus, when they went away, they were better. And I want to say this, the same thing that I was trying to say to you last night. If you're here tonight and you are lost and in your sins, if you don't know the Lord in a pardon and forgiveness of sin, listen, you have a problem that there's only one person that can take care of that. There's only one that can heal you. There's only one that can cure you. And until you come to him, and until you come to him in the right way, until you come to Jesus on the terms of the gospel, you're going to remain plagued. You're going to continue to be lost until you come to him the way that he said you're going to have to come. And we read about here, and these verses that I have read before you spoke about a woman that not only had problems, but she had had these problems for quite some time. The Bible told us here that she had suffered this issue of blood for 12 years. And I don't want to go into the details of what she was actually going through, but we read here in these scriptures that she was trying. I mean, she was obviously really plagued with what was happening to her because she was really putting forth the effort to get this behind her. She was really putting forth a great effort, it seems, to be healed of this plague. The Bible told us how that she had suffered many things of many physicians. And listen, I don't think that we are to assume here that she had been going to bad doctors. We're not to assume that she had been going to doctors that had no knowledge of what they are dealing with. You know, it's just that there are many human limitations. There are many things that humans cannot accomplish. These physicians that she had been seeing, they obviously could not take care of this. She had suffered many things of them. She had spent all that she had. She had spent her living going to the physicians. And not only was she not getting any better, but she was growing worse. Let me say this. If you are lost and separated from God, listen, every day that you put it off, every day that you delay seeking the Lord and coming to him for salvation, you're not getting any better, and you're not buying yourself any time. Listen, you are growing closer every day to dying in your sins, not knowing the Lord, not having a home in heaven, every day that you push the Lord away, you know, the Bible tells us that now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Listen, if you're here tonight and you know that you're lost and without the Lord, let me say this, that tonight is the night for you to seek the Lord. You don't need to wait for anything else. If God has moved up on your heart by His Spirit and made it known to you that you're lost, there's nothing else to wait for. Listen, God is not going to drag you down the aisle. God is not going to force you to come to Him. God does not make His grace irresistible. God allows us to choose. God has done everything that had to be done in order for you and I to be able to be saved. Listen, God, I tried to speak last night about God sending His only begotten Son into the world to make the atonement for our sins. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent forth His Son into this world to die on the cross, to shed His blood, to atone for our sins, to make a way for us to be reconciled unto God. God moves upon the heart of lost people through the power of the gospel. The Spirit of God moves upon the heart of those who are lost and convicts them of their sins. Now, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you exactly what I believe. I hear people say sometimes, well, listen, lost people just aren't convicted. I don't believe that. I believe the Holy Spirit of God does His work. Jesus said He would. He said when the Holy Spirit comes, He will reprove. And now, listen, sinners may not be as concerned as they ought to be, granted, but listen, the Holy Spirit of God convicts the hearts of lost people through the power of the gospel and makes them to know that they need Him. God, when the Lord Jesus Christ was in the world, He established His church during His personal ministry. And He left with her the commission to go into all the world and to preach the gospel to every creature. Aren't you glad that the Lord did that? Aren't you thankful that the gospel came to you? Aren't you thankful for the time when you heard about what the Lord Jesus Christ had done in order for you to be saved? Listen, God hasn't left anything undone. God has done everything necessary in order for you to be saved. But listen, it's going to be up to you. The ball is in your court. He's going to leave it up to you whether or not you're going to come to Him and seek Him for the salvation of your soul. I'm telling you, I have read an account before you here tonight of a lady that was greatly plagued, and she wanted to be healed. She wanted to be delivered from this. She didn't want to have to deal with this anymore. And so she was trying to do what she could to get rid of it, but nobody seemed to be able to help her. All of these physicians and all the money in the world that she had could not deliver her from that. And listen, folks, listen, it doesn't make any difference what you may try to offer. You don't have anything that will justify you before God. You're going to have to come to Jesus for the sick person that you are. You're going to have to come to Jesus for the sinner that you are. Sometimes I'm afraid that people try to think about themselves unrealistically. Listen, folks, we're not good. We're not good. You know, people want to think of themselves as being good. Oh, I'm a good person. You know, I have no need of that. I'm a good person. I try to do this. I try to be good to my neighbor. I try to do this. I try to do that. Listen, we are not good. The Bible says in the 14th Psalm that the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men, and he didn't see that everybody was good. What he saw was there was none good, not even one. You're a sinner, and you need salvation. You need to be delivered from that plague. So, this woman was doing that. She was going to the physicians. She'd spent all of her money, and she was nothing but the worse for it. But then, the Bible says that when she heard of Jesus, when she heard of Jesus, she heard that there was somebody there, somebody nearby that could help her. She believed, listen, she believed that Jesus, no matter what she had gone through, regardless of all the failures that she had faced, yet she believed that this man, Jesus, could help her. In fact, her faith was in this statement, we find her faith. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I could be made whole. Oh, listen, lost friend, if you reach out tonight and you touch him in faith, you can be made whole. You can be saved. You can go away from here tonight a different person than you were when you came. I remember when that happened to me. I remember the change that God wrought in my heart when he saved me from my sins. Listen, when I bowed on my knees that night, I was one type of person. When the Lord got finished with me, I was another. Paul described it like this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. He said, "Wherefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." And listen, there's a great change that takes place in the heart of a person when they get saved. I'm just going to say this, and I can't see anybody's heart, but I can say this on the authority of God's word. If you've not been changed, you've not been saved. We are changed when God saves us. This woman, she came to Jesus. She was in bad shape. I hope you realize tonight, those of you who are not saved, I hope that you realize how desperate your condition really is. I pray that God will deal with your heart and show you how desperate that your condition really is. Listen, there's an urgency for you to come to Jesus. There's an urgency for you to come to him as the sinner that you are and repent before a holy God and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Brother Tim was exactly right last night. It's foolish for us to allow pride or to allow the devil or to allow anything or anybody to keep us from seeking the Lord. Because listen, when you come to Jesus on his terms, you're going to go away the better for having come to him. Can you imagine this? Can you get a picture of this? Of this woman suffering all these years. Can you just imagine her going to a physician, spending money, and going away, and nothing was resolved, and going to another one, and spending money, and going away, and nothing was resolved, and going to another physician, and spending money, and going away, and nothing being resolved all the time. The problem just growing worse and worse all the time. But can you imagine how that she must have felt when she heard of Jesus and she believed, if I could just come to Him, if I could just touch the hem of His garment. And let me tell you something, that was not an easy task, as we have read. There were people all around Him. It was not easy for her to get to Him, but she was determined to do that. She was determined to get to Jesus because she believed if she could do that, that she could be made whole. Listen, I hope tonight that you that are lost, I pray that you will come to the Lord with determination. I pray that you will come to the Lord not only believing in your mind that He can forgive you of your sins, not only believing intellectually that He can save you, but trusting Him with all your heart that He will save you. I believe this woman did that. I believe her faith went beyond just her believing that Jesus had the ability to heal her. She trusted Him to heal her. And can you imagine the joy, the relief, the peace that she must have had when after these long years, and no doubt what was happening to her, no doubt her body was weakening. No doubt this was having a great effect upon her physically. But can you imagine after all that time how it must have been for her when she was able to walk away, made whole of that plague, didn't have to deal with that anymore. Listen, when I went to the Lord, when I was seeking the Lord the night that God saved me, I'm telling you, I was ruined before Him. I was nothing but a miserable sinner. I was lost and I was separated from God. I had fear in my heart like I had never had before. I was so afraid of death. I mean, it would just, I couldn't even hardly think about dying in that condition that I was in without trembling. I mean, God showed me exactly what I was before Him. I was down on my knees. I'm not saying that you have to be exactly like I was. I'm telling you what happened to me. I was down on my knees. Tears were just streaming down my face. I was screaming out with a loud voice to God to save me. And you know what? Everything else in the world just disappeared. There was not another thing on my mind. All that I wanted was the salvation of my soul. And all of a sudden, there it was. Still can't explain it all to you to this day, but I knew that God saved me. I knew that He had changed me. I knew that pain, the guilt, the fear, the condemnation, all that that I had before, all that was in my heart before, you know what I knew? I knew that it was gone. Amen. It was gone. If you would have been there and talked to this woman and said, explain to me how the Lord did that, I think her answer would have been, buddy, all I can tell you is it's gone. It's gone. I'm changed. I'm healed. And the Bible tells us that she felt in her body. Listen, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Listen, when God saves you, you're going to know it. You're going to know that it happened. I hear people all the time say, when they were lost, they ask somebody, well, how will I know? I hear people talk about that all the time. Don't worry about it. You'll know. Don't worry about it. Don't even fret about it. When God saves you, you'll know. But you're going to have to come to Him. You know what? I believe this, that when this woman came to Jesus seeking healing from her plague, that she had come to the point that she was convinced in her whole being that the only one that could do this was Jesus. She wasn't looking anymore to any human physicians. She wasn't looking anymore to any trained specialist to help her. She had come to the point where she believed only this, that if I can get to Jesus, I can be made whole of this plague. And she trusted Him to do that, and Jesus touched her. I love to read about how Jesus said, well, who was it that touched me? And the disciples, you know, sometimes they could be really ignorant, couldn't they? Oh, Jesus, look at all these people around here, and you want us to tell you who touched you? Jesus said, I perceive that virtue, miraculous power, has gone out of me. Listen, if you want the Lord to touch you, we sang that beautiful song last night that always blesses my soul. He touched me and made me whole. Listen, if you want Jesus to touch you tonight and make you whole, you're going to have to touch Him first. You're going to have to touch Him in faith. You're going to have to touch Him trusting Him, believing with all your heart that He will save you. You're going to have to turn it all over to Jesus, just like this woman did. She was, as we read in the 107th Psalm, she was at her wit's end when she came to Jesus. This is it. This is it. I'm telling you tonight, He is your only hope. We read about, people throughout the Scriptures, people who were blind, people who were palsied, people who were lepers. We read about the woman there in the 8th chapter of the Gospel according to John that those self-righteous religious leaders brought to Jesus and said, we found this woman taken in the act of adultery. Stone her according to the law. We read about all of these different accounts in the Scriptures of people that came to Jesus one-on-one. And when they left, they left better than when they came. Remember that? Let me ask you something. I want to ask you to do this tonight. If you have gone to Jesus in your life, seeking Him for the salvation of your soul, if you've gone to Him a sinner and left a saint, I want you to stand up and acknowledge that tonight. Stand up and let people here know that the preacher's telling them the truth tonight. Look at this. Listen, it's not just me that's saying this. Look at all of these witnesses that have stood up tonight and are telling you the same thing I'm telling you, that if you'll come to Jesus, if you'll come to Him repenting of sin, if you'll come to Him trusting Him, you're going to leave here tonight a changed soul. You're going to leave here tonight better. Better than you were when you came. Thank you all. Listen, we read about, and I'll be done here in a moment, we'll have a song. But I read about two blind men. Jesus was passing by. and they wanted to be healed. They wanted to be able to see. And they got the Lord's attention. And you know what he asked them? He said, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" To do what? To make you see. He wasn't asking them about anything else. Do you believe that I'm able to give you your sight? Let me tell you something. If you're here tonight and you're lost, you don't need to be concerned about anything but your soul. That's it. You don't need to be seeking God for anything else. You don't need to be seeking Him tonight for some problem in your life. You need to be seeking Him for the salvation of your soul. And that's what you need to trust Him for this evening. I promise you. I do. I promise you. By the authority of God's Word and from personal experience, if you will come to Jesus Christ on His terms, if you will come to Him and meet His conditions, what was it, brother? He will in no wise cast out those that come to Him in the right way. He will in no wise turn away. He'll save you if you will truly repent of your sins and trust Jesus with all your heart. You're going to leave here tonight much different, much better than what you came. And you know what? You're going to be so glad. And you're going to be so happy that you did. And you're never going to regret it. You know what? I've heard a lot of different testimonies through the years. But I have yet to hear one person. I've never heard one person stand up and say, "Well, I sure wish God wouldn't have saved me." And I don't expect to ever hear that. Everybody that gets it is glad they got it. Glad they got it. I hope you that are here tonight that are lost, I pray that before you leave tonight, you'll know what it means for Jesus to touch you and make you whole. While we sing, let's all stand and sing.